This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The House of Representatives votes on a resolution today to overturn President Trump's emergency declaration aimed at getting funding for his southern border wall. It'll be the first time Congress has tried to revoke an emergency declaration. Democrats have heavily criticized the president's move as unconstitutional, and now several Republican senators are suggesting they might side with Democrats if the resolution passes the House. The highest-ranking woman in the House Democratic Caucus, Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, joins us now on WBUR's Morning Edition to talk about what's going to happen today. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bob.
So let me start this way. Presidents have declared nearly 60 emergencies since Congress passed the National Emergencies Act after Watergate. Congress has not once voted to overturn any of them. What makes this situation with this president different?
That there is no emergency. That is the critical difference in this situation. What we have here is a president who is taking in an enormous power grab, and it's not good for our country, and it's not good for our Constitution. And today's vote is really going to be a moment where we hope that Republicans will step out of the role as partisans and remember the oath they took to uphold our Constitution. This is going to be a pivotal vote today for the House of Representatives.
I know that in your position in the House Democratic Caucus, you're counting votes along with everybody else, and I assume that you think and are confident that Democrats have the votes to pass this today, correct?
That is right. This caucus is very united in making it clear that we are here to protect the Constitution and the separation of powers, and we are confident that we are going to be able to pass this in the House on Democratic votes alone.
Do you think that there will be enough bipartisan support to get it through the Senate?
We certainly hope so. As you mentioned in your opening, we are seeing some Republican senators who said they are going to support this resolution terminating the emergency declaration. And we hope as pressure mounts from the American people that more senators will be joining them.
Even if it comes through the House as expected and gets through the Senate, which is a question mark, will there be enough votes to overturn a presidential veto, which the president has threatened?
I think time will tell. But I think that if this passes both branches of Congress and gets to the president's desk, he's going to have some tough decisions to make. Just yesterday, we saw 58 former senior national security officials sending a letter decrying this emergency declaration. 26 former GOP lawmakers also sending a letter saying that this needs to be rejected on fundamental constitutional principles. So this president is certainly hard to predict, but I think that if it makes it to his desk, it is going to be a very tough political calculation for him, and I don't think we know what he will do.
Is part of the effort to attract Republican votes to this proposal involve the carrot and stick approach, essentially letting Republicans know that Democrats in the future might use the precedent of declaring a national emergency for other issues like climate change or gun violence once at some point the Democrats regain the presidency?
Exactly. And it's pointing out to them how strongly at different points in history they have questioned and been firm in saying that, you know, the executive powers need to be checked. And this is an extreme example. If they ever had concerns in the past, they should certainly be concerned about this.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.